Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 60. Sorry, I so enjoy Ryan being back because I can just toy with him.
I'm here now.
But little group here, so that's good. Not that I don't like having big groups, but sometimes it's a logistical fun having two tables and not being able to hear people and things like that. So, pretty much I think we're finally going to get to the Batman talk since everybody's now seen the movie. Joe. And maybe we'll finish up some previews or talk about some books that have come out lately. It always seems like we never talk about AVX because I don't want to talk about it the day that the new issue came out because not everybody's read it. But then by the next week, we're on to other
Something
things.
Else.
So I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. And joining us tonight is our...
Matt Lytle.
Ryan Sargent.
Megan Vaughn.
Joe F.
Nobody calling in. Sadly, Sean is in Australia, I believe, so he's probably sleeping right
now. I'm pretty sure we're the only ones sad about the fact that he's in Australia.
I won't be in Australia.
If I had two choices, Australia podcast.
Well, yeah.
You could do both with Skype.
That's true. I wish he was Skyping him, but nope, he's sleeping or something like that. I don't even know how many hours difference that is.
I'm not sure.
I blew my wife's mind because... she asked a question. I said, well, no, it's 1 a.m. in England right now, so it's not... She's like, how do you know that? She's like, how did you know that so quickly? I'm like, because our son has been asking me, so...
Right.
As soon as I figured out it was 5 hours ahead, I can do that math in my head.
Yes.
Some math. It's five.
Not right now. It's four.
Did it change since yesterday?
I don't think daylight savings time.
Well, no, but it's 5 hours ahead.
Anyways.
Okay, it's not daylight savings time. That's in the summer, silly. Oh, it is the summer.
That's all right.
Here's my problem. I'm thinking so far ahead with this stupid book. I'm thinking September and October already. Yeah.
Yes.
So my head
is... future.
I don't know what month it is.
Right.
Well, plus it's August 1st, so I'm confused.
When I wrote the note last week for where we were picking up at, I was like, all right, start in here at October.
Yeah, October,
thought,
right. Exactly.
Wait, is October right? And then I was like, but this is July, but the book says August on it. Crap. And my mind exploded.
Yeah.
So.
I know what, it's funny, I know what, I can tell you what day, any day is, or the week, based on Wednesday. So it's like,
right.
What's the date Friday? Okay, Wednesday's the first, so you know,
exactly.
I always know what day Wednesday is.
Yep.
What month it is? No, don't ask
exactly.
me that. That's a nice face. Okay, so here we'll talk about Dark Knight Rises. Sadly, it's been a week and a half since I saw it, so the memory's not fresh. But Joe, you just saw it.
Yeah, there you go.
What were your thoughts?
Because
it's funny, I've had very mixed reviews here in the store. Now, I have to say, overwhelmingly positive, but two people really didn't like it. And, like, violently didn't like it so much that they'll never see another superhero movie.
Oh,
so
what? That's a little bit much.
A.W.
I really went the other way with my thoughts on it, Colin. I thought it,
Rich did not like it.
I thought it was so beautiful that I wept.
Did you really weep?
Inwardly.
Actual manly tears.
I did not weep, but I know at the end I just had a grin on my face.
Weep? Yeah.
I weeped, yeah.
At what part?
You weeped or wept?
I wept twice.
Whooped?
I mean, it weren't like full-blown, you know.
You were welling up.
You were sobbing in the field.
When he got his back broken and you were just, or when he made the jump and he made it.
Yeah.
And you were.
No, when Alfred was having that conversation with him and... he's like, I can't do it anymore. And
it
he left.
I'm sorry, Alfred. Michael Caine went overboard on the accent in this one. It was so much that it was distracting as I was watching. I'm just like, oh,
actually,
man, just tone it down.
I felt that too. But yeah, I cried there. I didn't cry. It was more like the welling up, and I had to stop the tears before people saw me. And then at the very end. I just
had a grin on my face at the end.
Everything
was clicking. So
yeah.
It was just so well done.
But I mean, there were parts where, like, some of it was really, really heartfelt, like, just really had a lot of gravity to it. Especially the part at the end where Gordon says, you know, don't everyone has to know who you are. You can't just do this and die and not expect that people want to know who you are. And, you know, he uses that reference back to Batman Begins to say, you know, not just say, I'm Bruce Wayne, and then fly away and seemingly die. He just says, anyone can be a hero. Even me, it's even as simple as putting a coat around a young boy's shoulders and reminding him that the world didn't end. And you get that nice flashback to Gordon doing that from Batman Begins, and that was just so powerful. And yeah.
Oh!
I did really enjoy, there was one part where in full on Batman voice, Christian Bale is asking Bane where the trigger is.
Yes.
You know, where's the trigger? And, you know, on the podcast, we often call back to the where's the drugs line
right.
from The Dark Knight.
Swear to me.
That's the weird thing ever.
Right.
I think you do a better Christian Bale Batman
really?
Oh, than Joe Fella.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, should we have a contest?
I can't do it.
That's my entry.
I know a lot of people online don't like Christian Bale's Batman voice. They compare
no.
it to Cookie Monster.
Yeah, it's
and like
really
I've seen like Photoshop Cookie Monster wearing the Batman mask, be like, swear to Cookie.
Yeah. It is. It's really bad, but I love it at the same time because it's become part of Batman. You
right.
know, like the first time I heard it, I was like, are you actually
no,
kidding?
It wasn't
I feel like every person that plays Batman sort of does a take on that. You
yeah.
know? I mean, like, well, I don't Weston because that's a different type of Batman. But
yeah.
like when you look at like
Kevin
Keaton
yeah.
or
what about the Kevin Conroy
right,
from the animated series?
Right. You know, when he's talking as Bruce Wayne, his voice is. I mean, Kevin Conroy has a very deep voice, but when he's Bruce Wayne, it's just very calm. But when he's Batman, it gets deeper somehow. It
mm-hmm.
has like a bigger
gravelly.
Yeah. And like Val Kilmer tried a little bit. His wasn't as good. I thought Michael Keaton's was good, but Michael Keaton's was almost a rasp.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it because like the joke is always like, oh, so you're a superhero and you wear a mask and everything, but you have the exact same voice. People
right.
would know it's you.
Yeah.
But I do like the fact that he did change his voice. Because like every time I watch something who's like a superhero that has a secret identity, I'm always just like, you, like literally down to like Hannah Montana. I'm like, you have the exact same voice. Obviously, no, it's you.
Hannah Montana is the superhero alter ego of Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Hannah Montana?
Yeah. So does she like cover up the tattoos now? And
girlfriend, this was a while ago. Sorry,
she's not Miley Cyrus. Like, oh wait, she's not Hannah Montana anymore, right?
I don't know. That was just that was the first thing I thought of, but I don't know why.
I don't think Disney acknowledged her as a character or a.
So, but with Dark Knight Rises, I thought the voice was good, but I noticed that the voice sort of changed from Batman Begins to Dark Knight, and it was even different again in Rises.
You really think so?
I think so. Yeah, because I want to say that I read somewhere that his voice in Dark Knight was amplified a little bit, at least in some of the scenes. Like, I noticed towards the end in Dark Knight when he's got Joker strung up upside down, he's breathing. He's got very labored breathing because you know he's just been like beaten to death literally by a lead pipe from the Joker. So it sounds a little exaggerated there. But even later on when he's confronting Two-Face. It's really pumped up. Like, when I saw it in the theater, it was really loud. When, like,
I can't remember.
You know, they don't really show him come out of the shadows. It's just like, you know, Gordon's laying on the floor crying, like, don't shoot my son, Two-Face is like, I'm gonna do it anyway. And Batman from out of nowhere is just like, put the gun down, Harvey. And, like, it's really loud. It's like what they did
yeah.
with Bane in this movie. It's really pumped up.
Was his son James Jr. in the second movie? I don't remember that.
In Dark Knight? Yeah, he was.
Okay.
He answers the door when they come to tell his wife that he was killed in the mayor's assassination attempt.
Because okay. I gotta rewatch that.
Yeah. I thought Bale did a really good job in Dark Knight Rises, especially at the beginning. How, like, I had heard that this was going to take place a lot further in the future than a normal sequel. Like, 8 years, it's a long time to jump for a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
But Bale is that sort of incredible actor. Like, every role he takes, he puts his whole body into it. Like, when he did The Machinist, he dropped all that weight and was emaciated for that movie. And then he went from doing The Machinist to doing Batman Begins, and he bulked up again, which, if you haven't seen The Machinist, anybody, he is literally, like, skin and bones. It's scary looking.
Well, like, Captain America?
Worse than that. Like,
really?
Yeah, like, you could play the xylophone on his ribcage.
Play xylophone? Wow.
Right. Not literally, because this isn't a cartoon world. Anyway. But, you know, at the beginning of the movie, he just looks. It's not just that he's acting beat up and, you know, eccentric and tired. He looks tired. And it's not just the scraggly beard. Like, I'm sure, looks like Bale stayed up for like a week and a half before they filmed that scene at the house, you know? And I mean, you can see that energy come back to him once Catwoman takes the pearls and he has a purpose again, so.
Yeah, it was all so cute.
Yeah.
Back to that thing that you said about the 8 years that had passed.
Yeah.
And I really felt like they had told a lot of story. They told story. They filled us in on what had been going on for the last 8 years.
Yes.
And then in the 2 hours and 45 minutes of movie, they crammed so much material into 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it still felt rushed.
I agree with you, because I was like, I would like to see them spend a little more time in the city in this no man's land, you know?
It's like when the bomb was about to go off. They had 5 months. Before I knew it, they have 12 hours. I'm like, we had 5 months.
That's the thing, too, is...
Drop the ball, Batman.
I think that's a strength and a weakness of that movie, because personally, as a Batman fan, I would love to see more of that story, because I love those characters. I want to see what Gordon was doing for those 5 months, you know, what Selina was doing. But, you know, the moviegoer doesn't, you know, the general Batman moviegoer doesn't want to see that, maybe.
We had the makings of an entire other film.
We did.
But what I'm saying is that being so used to the decompressed storytelling style of comics, it was a refreshing change in that aspect as well.
And that's why I liked it. I was glad they didn't dwell too long, because I was wondering, okay, well, are they going to stay in this little no man's land type story for the rest of them? And they did sort of stay in it for the rest of the movie, but I was like, are we going to see, like, Penguin's cave match stuff that they did in the comics? Or are we going to see people bartering for food and things? You didn't really get any of that. I was just wondering how deep they were going to go with it. But I think they struck the right balance. It wasn't too much, wasn't too little.
Doesn't it make perfect sense that they came out with the new trade paperback printings of the No Man's Land storyline?
Oh, yeah.
And the new Nightfall printings, actually, as well.
Yeah, I think so. Although I wish the third volume of Nightfall, I wish Night's End, had come out this month. It's not
I wish it was out, but that was one thing Jeremy really enjoyed after he saw it. He really liked it, but he said he wasn't expecting them to touch. He knew the Nightfall aspect, but he wasn't expecting the No Man's Land and the touching on the other things, and it impressed him that how much the writers knew of the Batman storyline. It wasn't just, oh, I'll write a Batman story, you know, oh, there's a guy who, you know, makes riddles, okay, there we go, we have our story. They took so much. Now, it wasn't canon, it wasn't but the way they took from this and from that and from that, he thought that was really well done.
And that's what I've loved so much about this movie series, too, is that it's not a straight adaptation of one single comic book story. Like, Batman Begins, we got year one and a little bit of Long Halloween. Dark Knight, we had sort of like the rest of Long Halloween and just little bits of year one that they didn't touch, but then we also got, The Man Who Laughs, like the first Joker origin story, things like that. And then this... I've lost count. Like, No Man's Land and Nightfall are the two big ones, but then you have a little bit of, like, Lonely Place of Dying. Pretty much any Catwoman story that you can think of. I know there was a story in the 90s.
Because it had her friend. Is that the Brubaker?
She
was killed before Brubaker, and Brubaker didn't know that. And
that was in year
back
one,
in.
Too.
Wasn't that year one? Yeah. Where she had the friend?
Yeah, Miller had that in year one.
Okay. Yeah, they made reference to her kind of being a woman of the night.
But, I mean, you get, like, Lonely Place of Dying, which was after... Jason Todd had died, but Batman was reclusive. He didn't come out as much. He was getting more violent and careless. And that's when Tim Drake came and sort of, you know, said, you need to calm down. And they sort of mirrored that with John Blake in the story, which I really liked John Blake's character, because he went to Wayne Manor, and I was like, what's he going to talk to Bruce for? And I figured, okay, maybe he thinks Bruce has a connection to Batman. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's starting to figure it out. And then when he sat down, I was just like, dude, what are you doing? Get back out there, put the cape and cowl on, and stop crying in your bat boots or whatever, you know? I was just like, all right. Like, he just told him what was up. Let's do this. So,
that was one of the things that Rich had a real big...
He didn't like it.
He didn't like that. He didn't like there wasn't enough Batman in the movie. And the biggest problem he had with it was that when he went to fight Bane the first time, that he had no plan and was beaten so easily. It's like, wouldn't he have something, you know, to shock him or something in his bat belt to... as opposed to walking in there and just getting a beat down. He's like, and I'm like, that's what happened in the book. He got beaten down. But he's like, but that was after a long, drawn-out process.
Well, this kind of was, too. I think it's a different take on Batman.
Right.
You know, this isn't the Morrison super-prepared bat god. You know, this is just a guy who's trying this. And that was the point of this movie, I think, was implying that not only has it been this 8-year-long period where he's let himself go and he's not as strong as he used to be, but he's... overconfident, too. He thinks he can do everything, even after this 8 years where he needs, like, a robotic brace on his leg to keep walking. And I think that, you know, that is why he lost. He thought he could win. And Bane even reminds him of that. He says, you know, you think the shadows are your friends, but I've been living in them forever. You know, you can't. And I loved when Bruce threw, the smoke powder that he got from Roz, the little flashbacks.
Yeah, and nothing
happened.
And
Bane just, like, stood there, didn't blink, was just like, so what? I don't care, you know?
Yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah.
And the one thing I liked when it was all over, just kind of thinking about it, is this story, this trilogy could happen.
Yeah.
Take the technological, you know, the bat and all that stuff out of it. But it wasn't any superpowered people. No. It was all just
totally believable
people.
There was a very unbelievable part of that movie.
Okay.
Hines Ward returning a kick for a touchdown.
Fair enough. Well, Ravenstall kicking it that deep, that's never going to happen. But take that out. But it's just, other than that, it's just, you know, if you can believe, you know, these ninja guys and all that.
Yeah.
But just, you know, that's what I thought was kind of neat about it.
Right. Well, it's a very modern series of Batman movies in that they're all sort of about terrorism. No one directly comes out and says, oh, right, these are terrorists, we have to protect the country, but that's what it's about. It's about people trying to protect the city from other people who want to destroy the city, and that's, you know, through terroristic means. It's a very modern type of take on Batman, and I think it works. It's all tied together really well, too. I mean, I watched Dark Knight before I...
See, we had just watched it 2 days before, because Sandy had never seen it, so that was really fresh for me.
Yeah.
I
wish I'd watched...
There were parts about each movie I didn't like, but...
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, that's going to happen in anything.
Right.
One thing is funny, the biggest comment I've heard from people that didn't like it, or problems, was the fact that at the end it wasn't revealed that his real name wasn't Richard, or Tim, that it was Robin. And the point is funny, because they say that, I'm like, but you have to remember, let's say 80% of the people there haven't read a comic.
Right.
They're just seeing Batman. His real name is Richard. I asked my wife, I said, if they said his real name was Richard Grayson, would that have meant anything to you?
Nope.
She said, nope.
Right.
Mm.
But by just saying his real name was Robin, boom, connection, ding, ding.
Right.
You got it. And I take that back to how many people, not us, obviously, walked out of Avengers going, who the heck was that purple guy at the end?
Everybody.
Right, yeah.
So... this is the finale of Nolan's thing. You don't want people walking out. Like, who saw Spider-Man?
I did. But I heard that the ending was pretty...
There's a little scene at the end. You're like, who was that?
So yeah.
You don't want people walking out. I mean, it's been good. People, who's this Thanos guy? They come in, but because you know there's going to be more.
Right.
With this is a finale. And I think by saying the name Robin, it was an instant. Everybody in the theater knew exactly what that meant. And I just... A smile came on my face when they said that. And I was just like...
Yeah.
Awesome.
And still, I would love to see a fourth part starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
There's no reason. Why not?
Yeah. Why not? Just
there's no reason they couldn't do more.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
The guy who played the cop? Why not? Why not a Nightwing movie?
Yeah.
And you know?
I think some people online were saying, too, were like, well, now he's going to be Robin, and that just doesn't work.
No, he's not going
to
be Robin. That's not the point.
Right,
no.
Yeah, he could be...
He's been given the keys.
Are they going to bring Talia back to life so she can have Damian?
Yeah.
Right, but did she die? Did we see a body?
No.
We just saw her slump over.
That's
why I said, people said she died. So she,
right.
It's comic book death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fear not.
I mean, her dad's Ra's al Ghul.
Right.
Tossed her in a Lazarus pit.
Exactly. And I love that. I didn't get it, but yeah, when people mentioned that the pit was a Lazarus pit, I'm like, that's how I felt
symbolic,
when somebody said that.
You know, it's like a symbolic Lazarus pit.
Rebirth. Yeah.
You know, everyone chanting, rise, rise.
Right.
And,
my only... thing I didn't like, or not suspension of disbelief, but how did he get from the prison back to Gotham?
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, he just all of a sudden was in Gotham.
Dude, he's Bruce Wayne.
He's broke. He's bankrupt. He's bankrupt. He has nothing.
He's got friends.
I know, but I'm just saying, granted, he calls the JLA, they pick him up. But, but it was one of those, he's just sitting there going, how'd that happen?
I kind of, because he did just sort of appear... And I don't remember if his first appearance
was... But it
was
like
when
3 months later, right?
It was. Well, there was a 5 month span between when Gotham was sealed off and when Bruce came back.
Was it that long? 3 months?
Yeah, because he disappeared and then he just showed up when it was like 48 hours to go.
Of course.
Because Gordon and them were already trying to find...
Right,
the,
that's true. That's true. Because he was gone for all that time. Yeah, okay.
And but it was, like Joe said, it was compressed in that way. You know, we didn't get to see... every little thing. And I'm sure Nolan didn't shoot any extra either, because he doesn't, at least from what I've read, he doesn't tend to. But I would love to see an expanded version of this movie. You know, like maybe, I mean, me being the Batman fanatic, I would love to see like another hour of footage, but...
Do you know anybody that wants to write Batman? Maybe we know someone that would want to tell that story.
Get on that, yeah. Well, that was the other thing I was thinking, too, of they're doing this thing now, you know, they did Smallville season, was it 10 or 11?
Yeah.
Why not, if they don't want to continue this movie... as another series of movies, why not just continue this as some comic books?
Which is kind of funny, because it leads me to a weird situation, going back to Batman Earth 1, because I want to read more of that Batman, but I want to read more of this story, but it's like, I have three different Batmans I'm reading, does DC want to do that?
The multiverse, geez.
Which is fine if they want to.
Yeah, if they want to.
That's fine, but it's just kind of funny. It's like,
and I thought Bane was really good, too. I thought it was...
I did, too. And I liked him more after reading an interview with Nolan saying, no one ever said where Ra's al Ghul is from.
Right, yeah.
So, no one... Bane can be from anywhere. So it's not a Hungarian accent or a Middle Eastern accent. It's just an accent.
Yeah, it's just an accent.
You know, so it didn't have to be anything.
Yeah. Well, I thought the performance was good. And he, I mean, he was a very physically...
It was a little... The thing on his face was just a little distracting.
Yeah.
To me, just because you didn't know until the very end why it was there. And so the whole movie, you're like, why does he have that thing on his face? Other than, you know it's giving him something, but it was just... very distracting. Yeah. And I kept looking at him trying to see if his jaw was moving when he was talking.
Yeah.
Or if he was
just nodding and just film for 3 seconds and cut to the other guy.
Yeah, and we'll add it later, don't worry.
It was obvious that they had pumped up the voice.
Yeah.
That was the original complaint from the preview in front of the Mission Impossible, was that no one could understand what he was saying.
And the preview was just the plane sequence.
Just the plane sequence, yeah. And I thought that maybe they pumped it up too much, because it sounded like he was... everywhere all the time. Like, his voice was the loudest thing on the soundtrack when he was on the screen. And maybe that was just...
That probably makes him more imposing, too.
True. Yeah. But I thought Tom Hardy did a great job. I thought it was interesting. And you get the twist of... You know, you get the tale of when Bruce was in the jail of, is Bane the person that climbed out of jail?
And I like that twist. Yeah. Sorry, you guys were talking about this while I was ringing people up.
Fine, yeah.
But... I knew something was up with her
the
moment she walked on the screen. I didn't make that connection. When they revealed it was Talia, I was like, well played.
Yeah.
I just thought she was fronting for them. You know, just for some reason, you know, lady accent, you know, trying to, I want to see Mr. Wayne. Something's up with her was my initial tip off just from seeing too many movies.
Yeah. It's like, I had thought that at first, like when I read the casting.
I love Catwoman's introduction.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
That was great. And I guess, Anne Hathaway was great.
Well, it was even better for me, because I didn't know what Anne Hathaway looked like.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, what's going on?
Who's this lady?
Yeah.
And then she takes the thing out of the safe and starts talking about the... Oh, that's Catwoman.
But I love how the glasses, when she flips them up, make the ears. Because somebody pointed out, they never call her Catwoman.
No, they never explicitly say Catwoman. But I love the scene where, you know, she has was it the senator or whoever, the congressman with her?
Yeah.
And she goes in to sell Bruce Wayne's fingerprints, and she doesn't give him the thumbprint, and then the shooting happens. And when the cops come in...
just made a call with her phone,
I know, right? Yeah, well, when the cops come in, and she drops, instantly she drops the gun, she drops the chair, and, like, messes her hair up and drops to the ground. And
starts screaming
like a helpless, you know, helpless woman, female character. And then they leave, and she just rolls her eyes and gets up and walks out. And that was just... brilliant.
Well, and also your wife took the car.
Yeah, my wife. Nah.
She's so Alfred picks her up. Alfred picks him up, and it was so funny. I didn't realize I saw it later on Facebook. I know. I'm sorry. A picture of his car. I think it was from the second Batman.
Yeah.
And the model of the I think in that it was a Maserati, but the model was in Italian. Bat.
Oh,
and you're like, brilliant. Nice. You know, just the little touches that you don't realize, but that's perfect.
I thought the Batcave redesign...
It's daytime Batmobile.
Right. Yeah, the Batcave redesign was really interesting, too. Because at the end of Batman Begins, they hint, we're going to fortify the southeast corner of the foundation. And I didn't know what to expect. Like, I didn't know if it was going to be this big, grandiose sort of Batman Forever style, or... Yeah, but you get that cool little, like, cube
when
thing.
When Robin jumped on that, it went,
it's The Dark Knight Rises. Yeah, it was like, yes! And so...
Yeah.
I'm all there about my film symbolism.
No, that was
very good.
Yeah, but it was really great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it again.
Yeah, that's why family's going out of town. 3 hours, I can get in free.
Yeah. And now...
Sweet.
Did you guys all have the Superman trailer?
Yeah.
I was very disappointed. Not so much that. Because I told Matt, he was like, did you see it? I'm like, no, because it was online. I'm like, no, I want to see it on the big screen. He's like, I didn't think it was that great. And I agree completely. I don't think it was that great. No, there was one from Comic-Con that I saw on a very shaky cell phone.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even so much what you could barely see anything, but it was the music. And that was a much longer one. So that's what I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
So when it was that little one, I was just kind of like, that's not what I wanted.
No, but I still liked it. I still thought it was really powerful.
It was okay, but it wasn't nearly as powerful as the other one, where he's saving the bus and doing all that other stuff.
I agree.
I thought that it was a trailer for, like, a remake of Call of the Wild.
Yeah, I mean, fishing boats, I don't get that. That just doesn't make sense.
A dude with a beard, and he's hitchhiking, and there was, like, dogs running around. Right. Like, I don't know. I was like, okay, I'll go see it.
I mean, the kid running with the cape, that was great. I don't get the fishing boats at all.
I know they said they're drawing from Mark Waid's Birthright, and in that, Bruce kind of traveled the world for a while. Okay. Settled in Metropolis. So I think that's what they're going for.
You know, but I'm thinking Smallville. I'm not thinking Clark. Fishing boats.
Yeah, what did I say?
Bruce.
Oh, well, I meant Clark.
Jeez, man.
We all know.
It could have made sense with Bruce, too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, true.
But I apparently there were two versions of the TV trailer, too. There was one narrated by Jor-El, played by Russell Crowe, and one narrated by...
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, Kevin Costner as Pa Kent. And I had the Russell Crowe trailer.
Oh, so you had the Pa Kent.
So. Okay. Well, I thought it was really good, and I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's.
I don't remember which one I had.
But it,
I don't
think the one from Comic Con made me very excited. That, and even the music, there's something about it. It's like, and like I told Matt, it's like, man, I've been waiting for a good Superman movie since '82. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was gonna say the last good Superman movie was Christopher Reeve.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Really?
But I'm not actually sorry. But it's
I don't know. I
are they rebooting it again?
Superman?
Yeah.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with the previous.
It had that last one. It's funny. I saw it in the theater once, and I do not stop. Like, if it's on TV, there's lots of movies I'll stop and watch. Mm-hmm.
Click, click, click. I haven't watched it in a long time.
I have no desire to see it again.
I think it's one X-Men 3. It's one thing to be making all these comic book movies.
It's so long.
What?
X-Men
3.
Oh, that was so bad.
Was it that long? I just feel like it goes really fast.
Or maybe it was just really bad and it seemed long.
I think it was that. I haven't watched it in a long time. Not since Jess got into X-Men after we saw First Class.
Now that was good.
Yeah, First Class 2 I'm excited for. But so yeah.
Never seen that.
It's I'll just say don't ruin X-Men for her by letting her watch anything other than the first movie of the original trilogy.
First Class was good.
First Class
the original trilogy.
Oh, yeah. X-Men 2
was pretty good, too.
2 was good.
It was
all right.
2 was kind of like Superman, Spider-Man 2 was the best.
It just,
and then the third one.
It was good because the first one was good, but like X-Men 2, like Spider-Man 2 made it bigger.
Right.
We took everything that was good from the last one and we got more. And
then number 3 was cash grab.
Yeah.
That's why I was a little worried about the third Batman. But
I was too, but...
I think also in this case... Well, no, the third Spider-Man was still Raimi, so...
Yeah, it was. But, I mean, this... Not only was this a good movie by itself, it wraps up all three movies in a really satisfying way. So, it was good.
Okay, so we'll move back to previews just for fun. Where, I don't know where you guys made it.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. I still love that. I'm sorry. Batman and Robin.
Oh, yes.
Gotham is being devoured by zombies.
I'm so excited.
Win. Oh, there we go. Green Lantern, yes. Rise of the Third Army begins. And if everybody, Green Lantern 11 that came out last week was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And the last few hadn't been good. I read it kind of going, eh. But it was really good, and then it had a little, like, two-page splash of what's coming.
Okay.
And it was very cool.
Nice.
Included, there's a white lantern in there, too.
I do like the big joining cover they have for these four books. It's really cool looking.
My problem with it is Red Lantern sells much differently from Green Lantern.
Oh, yeah.
So how do I order this? Right. Just in perfect example is today you had... Swamp Thing and Animal Man, which have gone together pretty much. They haven't crossed over, but been very similar, but sell quite a bit differently. But because Animal Man is part one, Swamp Thing is part two, I ordered both in the same amounts, figuring anybody that's getting Swamp Thing is going to want to get Animal Man as well.
Right.
So, but I don't know if I'm going to order Red Lanterns at Green Lantern numbers for this.
Snyder mentioned, by the way, I don't know if you saw that, but you have to read the prelude of one and two in both, and then he said the story is independent in each.
Okay.
And then the finale, you have to read both books to get the finale.
And I'm fine with that because I kind of dropped out Swamp Thing. I know it's one of your favorites, but I don't know. It sort of dragged.
See, and I found Animal Man dragged a little, only in the sense that it seemed, where are we going?
We're
still running from these things that we've been running from since issue one. So.
I think it's the same problem I had when I started reading Alan Moore Swamp Thing. They introduce Anton Arcane, and I'm like, who is Anton Arcane?
That's where you get in zero.
I know. Maybe I'll pick that up. We'll see.
Hmm. Colin, are you saying that Swamp Thing outsells Animal Man?
Yes.
Hmm. Oh, really?
Two to one?
No, not 2-1. Yeah. But enough that I normally wouldn't order the same number.
Hmm.
Fascinating. Also, they changed Carol Ferris' costume here in the new Guardians cover.
Oh, they sure did.
Her whole body is covered. She doesn't look like a...
Yeah.
Something now. Bikini model, I guess. I don't know.
I thought the Green Lantern Corps went away, or the Rainbow Corps went away at the end of, like, before the relaunch.
Flag's Night. Well, that's what the New Guardians book is about, basically.
Oh, the debut of the all-new Carol Ferris Star Sapphire.
Oh, okay, there you go. It's there. But it's with the relaunch, Kyle Rayner.
Oh, that's right, with the rain.
Yeah, all the rain's come to him, and then, yeah. It's an interesting concept, but I think the problem with Green Lantern that I have is that it's, all the books are waiting on the events. And that's kind of how it was from Sinestro Corps to Blackest Night, because from Sinestro Corps on, you're just waiting for Blackest Night. But some people still really enjoy it. It looks like they're getting on here.
I've been getting a little bored with it, but that last Green Lantern issue, that really... Mm-hmm. And a lot of Black Hand in it, too, which was fun.
Yeah.
Him having fun with his family.
That's what I heard.
He's
I
a
heard
family man.
Scene. Yes.
That was great, yes. Yes. No, that was good stuff. Yes. Phantom Stranger, don't know what to make of it.
I like Brent Anderson's art.
Yeah.
It's really nice looking.
Yeah, so, I mean, and this is bringing in Pandora, so, I don't know.
That's why it'll sell.
Sword and Sorcery, Aaron Lopresti art's good. I don't know who Christy Marks is.
She created, and I don't know if she created, but she wrote Gem Holograms in the 80s.
Okay. Cartoon. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's not going to be a huge seller, but I ordered plenty. Justice League Dark seems to be doing back on, is on track from where it should have been from the very beginning.
It's really good.
Well, it's because it's Lemire.
Yeah.
Is it Cornell?
No, it was
Milligan.
Who should be good. I really like Peter Milligan. I don't know what happened with that book.
I think he was playing a really long
game. Yeah, he could have been, which you can't do when you're relaunching a whole thing like that.
But I'm excited to get the Justice League Dark annual, too.
Yeah.
Later that month. So
we'll get two Justice League Darks that month.
Yep.
Double shipping.
Dial H. Two issues, though. A regular and an annual.
Right.
Dial H. Frankenstein. Matt Kent taking over. I haven't read any of his, so I hope that's good.
Rotten World is supposed to take part in part of Frankenstein.
Yep. It says Animal Man, the Swamp Thing.
Yep. Secrets of the Dead. Yeah.
So I don't know. If it's him, I may pick it up just to try it out with him writing it, because he wrote Revolver and he's writing
Mind Management.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I both like.
Yeah. So now we got Animal Man, Swamp Thing, and a Swamp Thing annual.
Yeah. Is it the cover?
Poison Ivy on the Swamp Thing cover. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I remember I was reading somebody online. They were very happy that Poison Ivy's being involved in the whole Rot World thing. They're like, that makes sense.
It does.
Hey, Colin, what's going on with the antlers on Swamp Thing?
That's just part of his redesign. He's basically a new Swamp Thing, and that's just part of the way they designed him.
So he's had that since the relaunch?
Yep. Since he first...
Well, since he turned from Alec Holland into...
Yeah.
Right.
The way they explained it is, they don't really explain how Alec Holland was resurrected, because that sort of happened in Brightest Day, but... They basically say that when he died, he wasn't supposed to die, and the Rot was trying to choose him, but he died before they could get to him. Mm-hmm. So they tried to recreate his conscience as a Swamp Thing without a person inside of it. And so the Alan Moore run is kind of explained as that was just not Alec Holland, and now that he's back, now he's chosen to be the Swamp Thing.
So this is Alec Holland.
Right.
Yes.
But yeah, for they went with antlers, which
is
a neat look. Yeah, just a different look.
And like the Whitney.
I like seeing Becky Cloonan on art.
How is she doing that?
She's doing the annual.
Cool.
I guess her and Scott Snyder have become friends because she's doing a lot of fill-in work.
Yeah, she's doing 12 of it.
Demon Knight, Vampire. I really liked the last one. Was very good. And I'm loving the Clayton Crane covers. What a perfect cover artist for this book.
Hey, when did the Punisher join Team 7?
Yeah. That's actually Deathstroke.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
With both eyes. That's a cool Doug Monk cover, though. I'm very interested.
And Justin Jordan. Yeah, so am I. I'm very intrigued. When I saw the lineup, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Who's the dude right above Deathstroke's left shoulder?
I don't know.
That's Amanda... Oh, left shoulder?
Well, his left.
Not his left, that's Amanda Waller.
Maybe it's Steve Trevor? Because
I'm looking at the red hat.
Yeah, that's Amanda Waller.
That's Amanda Waller.
I didn't realize that was a girl.
Yes.
All right, then. Moving on.
Really creepy All-Star Western.
Yes, with an Ariel Olivetti cover.
That is the creepiest clown.
Yes.
And you did not read the new issue of Frost.
Oh, well. Creepier clowns abound.
G.I. Combat getting rid of the the roar that Time Forgotten, bringing back the human the Haunted Tank. I hope they don't bring it from the last Haunted Tank Vertigo book, because that was a little over the top.
Well, it says the tank breaks out of the black room. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's a cool concept that they
set
up. It is,
yes.
So.
What's that?
I haven't read the last Justice League Dark, but I guess they went into that
they
room.
They did.
So,
it was
yeah.
cool. Basically, Steve Trevor works for Argus, which is a division of the government that helps with the Justice League. They're like a... It's like G.I. Joe foot soldiers to the Justice League, basically. They show up and they help fight big stuff. But they have this room that they call the Black Room, where they've kept all the supernatural junk that they've accumulated over the years. And so Haunted Tank is in there, and Etrigan's armor from Demon Knights, and there's a whole bunch of other references.
Yeah.
Constantine tells Zatanna that her father's hat is in there.
Yeah, that was what he got her to help.
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically S.H.I.E.L.D. for DC.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's a better way to explain it. Yes.
Yeah, and Trevor is Nick Fury Sr.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, these two Leafield covers are just atrocious. I mean, that's atrocious.
Look at them feet on Deathstroke, man.
No, look at their knee pads on both of them. I mean, oh. I mean, what is he sitting on her? What is he doing on that cover of Deathstroke? That is terrible.
I don't know.
And they both, instead of having guns, have like these plasma rifle thing, or plasma... I don't know what's going on.
Well, check out the way the Deathstroke
and how is he holding
sword.
That sword? Where are his fingers?
He's holding it with his thumb alone.
How's her wrist get into that position?
With
the left hand. I mean, how's that?
I don't know.
Or the right
Those
hand.
Are really bad.
Yeah, terrible.
I mean, that was bad for the 90s.
I love how on the grifter one, somebody obviously photoshopped in a background. As opposed, well, on both of them.
Right.
The other one has, you know, some
mm-hmm.
flame effect going.
Mm-hmm.
That's just horrible. Oh.
Stormwatch game.
Yeah.
I mean, the theater will bother me the most.
Oh, it's all bad.
He's famous for being bad at.
Yeah, it's just all bad. Yuck. Suicide Squad's still rolling the one.
Stormwatch still terrible?
I need to get caught up.
I heard
or...
it got better.
Okay.
And I hear a
and
lot
then
of people like Suicide Squad. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe it didn't. I don't know.
I like Suicide Squad.
Titans has been dropping. People have really been dropping Titans. So I'm not sure
that
what's
whole,
it.
The culling part
yeah.
just
not killed good.
It for me.
Okay. Ravagers.
Again, that's Fallout of the Culling
yeah.
in Careless.
Legion Lost, Legion, Blue Beetle. Three books not doing well. But
get,
now, what?
I was going to say, are there, do you have some people that are like straight Legion fans? Like?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. But Joe Kubert presents. That's pretty cool.
That yeah. cover looks awesome to me.
Yeah.
It's just a really cool
good.
Idea. Apparently,
1-6.
Yeah. Stories from him. Oh, it says no interior either. So you get stories from Joe Kubert, but also apparently Brian Bunyak and Sam Landsman. But it's like an anthology series, but it's overseen by Joe Kubert, so. Just kind of doing the kind of comics he wants to do, I guess. Which
yeah.
I think
yeah, they'll yeah. give him free reign to do whatever he wants.
Right. Isn't he like 1 foot in the grave?
He's in his 80s, I believe. But he just did the inks on Night Owl. So.
Yes.
That, I really like that issue. I did not like the Comedian, but I really like that one.
I'm behind.
Legends of the Dark Knight is reprinting that book, that online thing you were so high on.
Yes, very good.
So, looking forward to that, yeah. And then the Emmy Commie Girls. That is one darn long leg.
Yep. Well, it's like Amanda Connor, her style is already kind of exaggerated, now she's
yeah.
exaggerating even more.
Yeah. So I don't know
that
how...
That series has been good, too.
I've heard some people really like it. It's like a lighthearted kind of take.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, this was a digital series, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, does it tell you which one it ships?
I would assume it collects 1-3 of... Because I think all the stories so far have been 3 parts. Wonder Woman was 3 parts. Power Girl just started. I think that's 3 parts.
Well, there was Wonder Woman, Batgirl...
Catwoman, and...
Twyla Dent.
Oh, yeah.
And then the new one's Power Girl, I
okay.
think. But if that's, I mean, that's a dollar more.
Yeah.
Batman Arkham Unhinged, I want to thank DC for overprinting this book, because I am reordering it every week. I can't believe how many people are still buying this thing. I mean, I thought I ordered strong based on the Arkham, what was the previous one?
Just Arkham City.
Arkham, yeah. This.
Yeah.
So I ordered number one based on how that one sold. Every week I'm getting more of this.
Yeah, I might have to look into this because there's a lot of backstory between the first Arkham game and the second one.
Oh,
but
it's cool
all filled
too.
In with text. What's
yeah,
that?
40 pages for $2.99.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's all filled in with text digitally.
Right, but,
not, but I mean,
if you're not reading it digital, it's nice when you're coming
right.
in. That's
but
a nice
what doesn't
book.
Get me is this is 40 pages for $3.99.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. That
yeah.
seems
no, I hear you.
Same with the Batman one.
Yeah.
And they're all 99 cents an issue online.
Yeah. Batman Beyond now is 48 pages. Those do seem like really big books for $3.99. I know that's digital first, too, but those are doing well. Now, this I'm confused by this National Comics Madame X. Now, is that Madame Xanadu?
I think it is. And I remember reading an interview with Jeff Lemire after they did...
It's your favorite writer.
I was going to say, it's the death rattle for National Comics, but Rob Williams.
I forget who was... I think it might have been Lemire said that he thinks these are out of continuity now.
Okay, I'm not so much worried about that, but I thought these National Comics was pretty much just like a... trademark thing, because you had Kid Eternity, you had some of these other things.
Sugar and Spike or whatever
that was. No, it wasn't that, but I know what you're saying. Yeah. So that was just odd, because obviously, you know, she's still in print. She's still they're still doing stuff with her. So
yeah, I don't know where that fits in. I was very confused when I saw it.
Phantom Lady, Smallville. We'll see how Phantom Lady does. I don't want to say I don't have high hopes, but I don't have high hopes for it. I figure it'll sell about where the Ray did. So then their last batch of trades, Blue Beetle, Blackhawks. Red Hood and the Outlaws, that might do something. Mm-hmm. And then DC Comics' new 52-0 Omnibus. It was funny, I was talking with a guy about, what was the one in the last book?
52,
yeah. And I'm like, you know, had that number one collection sold for me, I might be tempted to order it. But since I haven't sold that, which actually has some, granted the stories won't make sense, but has some... force behind that.
What I'm wondering is will these zero issues be collected anywhere else?
I would assume.
I bet they'll be collected in each book's next trade.
I think they're mixing up how they're collecting, though, because some of them seem like the solicitations for the number zero issues either fit into the story they're telling now as like an extended flashback, and some of them don't. Some of them are just sort of, you know, we interrupt the current story for this, and we'll be back next month. So,
but I bet they'll be in each of those, though. I think they're trying to do a thing, but I'm just... not for $150
like,
bucks.
You know, later on, when they need a new omnibus, we get a number two omnibus, or
56, you're right. Okay. But yeah, looking at these, the trades that they're finally collecting here, you have Blackhawks canceled, Captain Atom canceled, DC Presents that's not canceled. But
it seems like they can't find a direction for that series.
Yeah.
What, DC Universe?
Yeah, well, it's like,
well, it was designed to be like an anthology, it was supposed to be like that.
But it doesn't seem like... It seemed like they wanted to say, okay, this is where, if you want a new character, or you're interested in a new character, here's where we can do that. But they've done the Dead Man story, which dragged. Then they did Challengers of the Unknown, which a lot of people were like, who's that? I don't really care. Then we got the Savage story, which I've heard really good things about.
Yeah, I love that.
But then after Savage, we have...
And it introduces a new character.
Right. But then after Savage, we have a Flash story, and then after that, we're...
That's just one Flash. Shot.
Yeah. And then we're getting the Blue Devil and Black Lightning story, which... Yeah. I just feel like they're not
playing
with really big...
Right, well, I think what they're doing is trying to introduce some stuff without needing to come up with its own book. So how can we introduce this character?
Yeah, I mean, it feels to me like it's just, instead of having 800 miniseries of introduce this character, let's just have one ongoing book.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, cool. Sorry. This Metal Men Archives Volume 1, a guy just bought in Volume 1 today, so they have Volume 2 here. He's like, are they going to do more? I'm like, I don't know. So now I can answer.
Well, the rumor is that Barry Sonnenfeld is trying to make a Metal Men movie. Yeah.
That makes me happy. And I'm intrigued by this Just Imagine Stan Lee creating the DC Universe, only because Volume 1's out of print. Right. And I never read that, so I'm tempted to read that.
I like the Green Lantern design.
That's the one where he redid all the designs of the characters. I've read some of those.
Black Mirror trade. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that collects the whole thing, though, because it only says 871 to 877, and Snyder's run went to 881. His last issue. Yeah, the last issue of Detective was 80.
And it's only 69 or 16.99.
Yeah.
Although it is 304 pages, so that's a lot.
Yeah,
because that's a lot more than six issues. Okay. 304 pages. That I'm going to say that might be a typo.
It must be a typo. Because when I read that, I was like,
I will ask Stuart.
Yeah. Earth 2 new print. Daily Earth 2.
Yep, that's good. Commandy. Mm-hmm. Adventures of Superman. Gil Kane. Games paperback. That's about it. Not a whole lot else. Got the kid. Oh man! Batman Scooby Doo Halloween Fest. Oh, it's a freebie. Oh, that's one of the free comp. Your free
Halloween
ones.
Free
okay.
That's
cool. I was actually excited about that.
You're gonna do a big Halloween.
I am. I ordered a ton of that stuff because they're kind of promoting it for the first time. They've always done those little comic things, but they never really promoted
them. They're kind of promoting it as a, like an event, like free.
Not so much, but I mean, maybe I could do something more with Halloween. You know, kids costume contest. Try to do something more.
Yeah.
I don't know what day of the week Halloween's on, but.
Wednesday.
Oh.
Mm, yeah.
We think.
Check.
Megan could come dressed as Hope and hang out with the
little
kids.
I was like, I would rock that costume contest.
I thought you were wearing it all the time, but...
What is this lot?
Well, I was actually getting dressed to go somewhere normal the day after that. Like, I was going to a concert.
Can you put it on anyway?
No, I looked at it. I looked at it and thought about putting it on.
Wow, another five Wednesday month.
I didn't put it on.
Well, I knew that. Yeah, I knew that. Okay.
Did you see those pictures?
Don't. We'll discuss that later. Now, Lot 13. Steve Niles, Glenn Fabry. Win.
Yeah. This is just an original series.
Yeah, well, it should be a Vertigo. Well, I don't know why it's not Vertigo, but
yeah.
I mean, I love Glenn Fabry from what was that, Preacher, and Steve Niles. So that's cool. It's neat seeing Steve Niles as being one of the proponents of the creator-owned thing, doing a DC book. I think it's kind of interesting.
Probably a Vertigo book. I'm guessing they just didn't print the page right. Masters of the Universe.
Look at that. Joshua Hill Fialkov and art by Fraser Irving. You know, I'm not a Masters of the Universe guy. I'm going to read that book.
Yeah, me too.
American Vampire still cruising along.
Fables,
Ferris Trade.
I'm sure Megan will hate me saying this, but that's a great cover.
Yeah, Ferris 8.
Ferris over 8.
No, that's pretty.
I love the fact that it was interesting. One of the at the Fables panel, the only reason they created the Ferris is Adam Hughes wanted to do the covers for Fables.
Oh,
and
so
he's like, no, I mean, we're really happy with the cover artists we have,
right?
But we can do a book just about some of the women who aren't getting played up as much, so you can do the covers. I'm like, what a great idea,
right?
So Ghosts, is that a one-shot or a new anthology?
I think it's like what they did with the sci-fi anthology.
I love those. I mean, that was a book I used to read, Ghosts, House of Mystery, as a kid.
Mystery in Space, that was the one they did.
Okay, yeah.
It was okay, it was good. Ghosts seems interesting.
Hellblazer, yay, keep it going.
No real exciting games on there, though.
Oh, which one, Ghosts?
No, Jeff Lemire.
What do we got?
Jeff Johns,
Kubert.
It seems weird for Jeff Johns because he's done mainstream stuff.
Rufus Daiglow? You're not excited about Rufus Daiglow? Amy Reeder?
I was going to say Lemire, Reeder, and Dave Johns.
Filomenes, Joe Kubert.
But art by Lemire. That could be good. Yeah, I blew through. I ordered 5 copies of Underwater Walder and sold out.
That's for really good things.
Yeah, I got in 2 more today. And my Punk Rock Jesus number 4. Oh, yeah.
Can't wait to read number 1.
Yes.
Did you get number 1 back in?
Yes.
Oh.
Number 2 is next week. So I'm going to be doing a big review of number 1 because I really, really, really liked it.
I have an unrelated question.
Yes. And you've really been liking Saucer Country.
Yes.
Yes,
they did.
Just came out in previews last week and now it's canceled.
Yeah.
I was going to buy it.
She's talking about Thanos, Son of Titan, I guess.
That's what I said. I was like,
because the people listening can't see what you're talking about.
I told you I got to bring my camera when I do a video.
No, we're not going to do video. Nobody wants to see us in video.
Speak for yourself.
Returning to tradition trade. I've never read either of them,
actually. Okay, now it's funny. I just had a request. I just have a guy asked to order this Darkseid 13-inch action figure.
Crazy. Besides Dan?
I think Dan wants one. No, Ken just wanted asked me to order one.
Yeah, I know Dan wants one.
I like the picture to show the scale.
Yes, it's them standing on each other. Yes. And then he also just ordered one of these 7 packs, which actually is a really good price because they run $22 a piece.
Right. So you get them all.
So for all for $100 is actually a really good price.
And I know they're styled after Jim Lee's art, but those are some cool looking action figures.
Yeah,
I like the Superman a lot. Does the Superman come out by itself too?
Mm-hmm. It will. Yeah. So far, we've gotten Batman, Green Lantern, and Aquaman.
All right.
And then a statue, a $325 statue, I have to buy for myself. Darn it.
The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah. I thought you were just buying that Kotobuki one that was pretty similar.
I'm gonna get both.
That's a cool looking.
Wow, that's hardcore.
I am hardcore. Well, it's Miller. It's based on Miller. When Miller, before he lost his mind. Sorry, Joe, but he lost his mind on that holy terror. Yes, he lost his mind.
Really like that.
And I looked at I glanced at that Dark Knight Rises Batman. I'm like, why is he standing in a barrel? So
that's a bust. Yeah,
but it's just a very odd base. Yeah, no.
I really like that Batman Beyond Black and White.
Yes, that's neat.
Sweet, sweet, sweet statue.
I thought that was I looked at it and there's somebody else that reminded me of, and I forget who it reminded me of the first time I saw it.
Okay. IDW, there's something in here that just hurt me. in a good way. But Turtles is doing really, really, really well.
I really like it.
I can't order enough of this dumb book. Every time I up my order a little bit, I keep selling out, and it's really odd.
Are you still able to get in the back issues? Or
some, yeah, some. But luckily the trades are out now, so it's easy to move people on. But
I'll have to remember to ask you to get them.
Yeah, it's crazy. But so it's good stuff. But yeah, like this big hardcover, I just got number 3, I think, just came out today.
I was looking at that. Those
and
really
I've sold
nice.
A bunch of those at a for $50 hardcover.
That annual wraparound cover by Eastman is really cool.
Yeah. Now, I have heard some people complaining about the interior art. They're not a big fan, but this is by Eastman.
It's different.
Yeah, I don't know if this is Andy Kuhn, but...
yeah, because it was Duncan...
Fredrego?
No, I think Duncan was his last name.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Isidore? No.
No.
Kiss, yeah, I had high hopes for. There are Kiss fans out there, but not as many. Mars Attacks is selling very well. I think I just sold out again.
I didn't know that I was writing that.
But I do like the Christmas issue.
I love the terrible sweaters. That's all I can think of. When
yes,
I like that.
Yes.
Maybe.
True Blood still has its fans. Popeye. Ghostbusters does very well, but very steady, which I like steady. I like knowing I can order a certain amount and have one left on the shelf. That makes me very happy. Same with all the G.I. Joes are like that, too.
Yeah.
Still trying to figure out what made you excited about this.
Oh, you'll see. Well, you won't see, but...
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, now you're getting to it. Transformers is not doing too great. Mm-hmm. Star Trek people are still really liking, so that good. And Doctor Who. New Doctor Who's starting up.
Yeah, with Andy Diggle. That should be good for you, Doctor Who fans.
That's kind of cool.
Okay, Crow did really well, too, but people didn't like it, which, you know, I realize that's confusing. It sold very well, but...
Well, only number one's out, right? So
yeah.
It sold very well based on...
Right.
People loving the Crow.
Right. But I haven't heard good response to it. But yes, the next artist edition, because at first I went, oh, Gil Kane's Amazing Spider-Man. Eh, I'm not a huge Gil Kane fan. It's kind of like Kirby. I appreciate what he does, but he has some tics that I don't care for. But then I looked at the issues that were collected in this. And you have 96, 97, 98. Those are the drug issues. You have 100, 101, 102. Those are the Morbius issues. The cover of 100 is my cell phone case. And then you have 121, which is the death of Gwen Stacy. So it's like, okay, yeah, those are some pretty good issues. What I didn't like about the John Romita one is it was neat that it was a bunch of issues complete, but the stories, it wasn't consecutive issues, so you couldn't read it as a book. That's what I liked about the Mazzet Kelly
Daredevil
one is that's the whole story. You can sit down and actually read this as opposed to just going, oh, I like that page, I like that page.
Right.
This is like straight 96 through 102 plus 121, and just what important books.
Yeah, 121, First Punish.
No, Death of Gwen Stacy.
I actually read an interview with Christian Bale where he was commenting on the first Spider-Man artist edition, and he said, where's the drug issues?
Yeah. Well, there we go.
I see what you did there.
So, yeah, that's another one.
It's called a callback.
Okay.
Rocketeer Cargo of Doom. I'm excited for that.
Good. Godzilla does well. It has its fans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this Alan Roberts Killology, got no idea what to make of this thing. He's somebody who I guess I'm supposed to know about, but I don't. No.
Says they're based on the likenesses of celebrities.
Yeah, and then I get stuff like that. You know, Let's Play God. Okay, why? Oh, the co-creator of Rex Mundi and somebody who did Suicide Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Susie and the Banshees meets Halloween.
What?
Yeah, not...
for the shelf.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
And the Zosser of Zilk. I mean, I know Brendan McCarthy is a big indie guy. I don't know what to make of that.
Says it's from 2018.
Yeah. Transfusion now, I'm going to have to order a bunch of those because I know a guy loves these Menton 3 covers, so I'm going to have to get the variants.
Now, so.
Yeah, yeah. So that looks creepy and bizarre. But it's funny because they did the same. They did Monocyte, and it just came out, the guy was looking for the hardcover that came out today. It was a $50 hardcover reprinting 4 issues. I'm like, I didn't order it. I'm sorry. Now, the Scary looks neat. It's reprinting some old.
I do
kind of want to
read that Monocyte because the art was really interesting.
Yeah,
but
not a $50 hardcover.
No.
Yeah. Womanthology, that's cool.
Is that the ongoing?
Yeah. Or ongoing or mini. I'm not sure which.
Yeah.
Boy, stock up for Halloween. Oh, offered at a discount. Okay, cool. interesting to put that actually in print.
Hey, check out the next page. Colin, Dave Wachter.
Yep, good. Get that out. Now, here's my only concern with something like this. Again, nothing against Dave Wachter, but $17.99 for a book collecting three-issue series. That just seems, price-wise, is a little high.
But I think I think it's
and it's not a hardcover.
$3.99 times three, that's $12. An extra $5. You know, I think IDW has a history.
It's not just six. No, it's a paperback. So that just seems a little high to me. Now, yeah, I mean, they're nice stuff, but three issues, that's a little thin. I had that problem this week with the X-Men trade that came out. As I pulled it out of the box, it just seemed very, very thin with this one. And I just, that's not an $18 trade.
You know, it's written by Gishler, so why did you buy it in the first place?
Well, but it's just very, very thin. Right. And that's my concern. Yeah, that's going to be even thinner, and it's just...
I think it's going to be thicker, because it's... I think they're 30-page books.
Well, it says 104 pages, so...
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
but,
so
yeah.
At least 30.
Yeah. Wow, Future Comics Colony. Holy cow.
What is that?
That was... I remember that was a big... These guys were breaking away from Marvel and DC and coming out with their own book. It was Dick Giordano and I don't know who else. Oh, Bob Layton. Yeah, yeah. So this is just obviously... Well, we finished this. We don't know what to do with it. So here you go. That's kind of funny.
Right.
Okay. Penny Arcade Games, not so much. I don't do too much of their old cartoon reprint stuff. Okay, that's done with IDW. On to Image. The cover of Walking Dead in this, man, if you read 100, it's just, wow. But
oh,
Cyberforce. We're not skipping over
Cyberforce
because I have something to say about this.
Okay.
I am annoyed by this greatly. Because here it is. Cyberforce number one. It's even on the cover of previews.
Oh.
Free!
Look at that.
Look, you can get the first 5 issues of Cyberforce at no cost. Well, that's great. Thanks so much, Mark Silvestri. I have to order them. I have to pay for them. And you're asking me to give away the first 5 issues of a book for free. What's in it for me?
Are they charging you for
Yes. Oh, absolutely they're charging me for
I thought they were like a quarter a piece.
They are.
Okay.
Well, that's what I meant.
But how much do I... How many do I order? How
are they
much
charging
do I invest?
You CBD numbers, or are they charging
No, they're charging me free
retail.
Comic book day numbers.
Okay.
But where's my benefit? Free comic book day is an event.
Right.
You... I had a huge day.
Despite my fandom for Koi Fam and Cyberforce and Mark Silvestri, I wouldn't probably not buy this if it weren't advertised as being free.
Right.
So but, I can tell you right now, I'm interested in at least 5.
Okay, great. But so let's say I spend $5 on each issue, so I have $25 invested over 5 months. How am I getting that $25 back?
Well, how many people would have to buy number 6 for you to get your $25 back? If you made...
Normally a $3 book or a $4
what,
book?
25? Say, if you spend 25 on them, would you need 25 people to buy number 6 to make your money back?
Matt's
from the first
the math.
Be like
it's got to be a lot.
At least double of how many you ordered.
What, probably 40?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sell 40. I'm not going to order in enough to give away 40 of each issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
Wait.
You'd have to sell like 13.
You taking out cost? That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
that's what I figured.
Okay.
I did,
but I'm not going to sell... I don't sell 13 of any Image book, of these types. Spawn,
right.
Youngblood, Bloodstrike, any of these.
But here's
so.
The thing.
That's
Koi Fam is a machine. He's going to put them out on time.
Yeah.
So what if he can build... What if he can build a fan base that's going to come back for issue number 6?
I don't know.
Possibly,
but it's just, why are you putting all this on me?
Right.
Because now I'm the jerk if you come in and I don't have it. They said they were free. You should have them. I'll take 5 and give them to my friend. You know, it's not a free comic book day situation where that's an event. It's just, I just found it very, and they're doing a Kickstarter thing. It's like, whoa, why am I unwillingly contributing to your Kickstarter program? I don't understand this.
Yeah.
So it's not going well. It's like, you know, why didn't you ask us first? Because I'm not all on board with this. And now just the fact that they're already promoting it as free, it's like we're forced to give it away.
Right.
So that just I didn't care for that. Now, Bedlam, which I'll sell, I won't give away. But Nick Spencer story, Riley Rossimall art, Fraser Irving cover. What? Which don't you like?
The part that it's not going to be on time for more than 7 or 8 months.
It's Nick Spencer, man.
Like, did you hear what I just said? Like, it's not going to be on time.
I hear you. And nice, now, oh, everyone who knows, awesome. Everybody knows the Mike story. My customer Mike, he asked about a MacGyver book. And Adam and I had gone into, we were having fun doing fan fiction. We were going to write our own MacGyver book and get it drawn and present it to Mike. And then they announced this book.
There you go.
Well, you better order heavy on number one, because there's nothing Mike likes more than MacGyver's number one.
Well, that's right. But he only buys one. So.
Unless there's multiple covers.
And now here, multiple Warheads. Brandon Graham, who did King City, I believe, which sold pretty good. I can't say really well. It was a problem because it was out of print so quickly.
Yeah, offered again in King City.
Yeah. Non-humans, a little creepy looking.
I like, that's the guy that took over for Silvestri.
Yeah, Will Sportacio, yeah. And Point of Impact, Jay Faber. Huh. I don't know, Corey Coronel.
Oh, you did Near Death, I'll buy it then. I like Near Death. That was a good
series. Liberty Annual. I always order a bunch of those. But yeah, this cover of Walking Dead 103 just...
So I'm just curious. Can you write off those orders as tax deductible?
Well, I write almost everything I write.
I mean, is that a contribution?
I don't order enough to really make it worthwhile. Oh, these. Okay, I thought you meant those free, the Cyber Forces.
No, the Liberty Annual, because that's technically a contribution, right?
That's what they're doing. Cool. No, this Walking Dead Michonne special. Yay. Yes. It's representing 19 and the story that was in Playboy.
Yeah.
So, good. We were wondering when we were going to get that story that was in Playboy.
I wonder if they're going to collect that into a trade later.
Why am I weeping?
The cover to
Walking Dead 103. That's just, that's brutal.
No, you know what? Like, I just have no more feelings for The Walking Dead. I spend all of the feelings that I had on The Walking Dead on issue 100. So, literally, they could do anything with that book. And I'm not going to be hurt.
I guess here's this Halloween Eve is the thing that Amy Reeder, I guess, left Batwoman over.
Yeah. I don't think she left Batwoman willingly. I think this is just her next project.
Okay.
That's what I think. Yeah. It looks cool. I mean, here's the thing. I think,
because usually if they leave for something else, that's like, hey, I got another big project. It was time to do my own thing.
But this
whole exit was, can't say anything.
This art looks like her, though, and her Batwoman stuff looked like J.H. Williams.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if it was, I don't know the inner workings of DC, but maybe there was something more to it, but not my bag.
Yeah, Cena Gray's name is familiar, but I don't know why.
A little depressed, please.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess.
No,
yeah.
Is this from the artist? Or
it says from the artist of Leather Press. Okay.
Yeah.
And Ailey Benson's Among Ghosts.
Hey, just in time, Cyberforce Origins.
Hey, retail. Hell's
yeah.
See, there's how you're going to give away those, or make your money back, right there.
On a 60-page, $9.99 book? Mm.
Because people want to read that work.
I think I have all those books in the quarter box.
To answer a trade page.
Mine,
that'll be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey now.
Sorry. Epic Kill's been very good too.
Sorry. Saga Volume 1 trade paperback, Volume 1, $9.99, collecting 1 through 6.
Well, that just prints money for
me. That, exactly. I'll order 20 of that. Jeez. That's because I've been able to push the book on so many people. Mm-hmm. I mean, now there. That's $18 worth of comics for $9.99.
Right, there you go.
Whoa,
awesome.
Whoa. How can that be possible?
That's because he's trying to make money.
The wonders of modern.
That's because image will take a loss to get you in on the first trade, so you buy the rest.
How often Vertigo's done that for years?
Vertigo did that a lot too.
Yep, and it works. And now next page, another thing. They're printing money for me. Might as well just. They could just. Walking Dead Compendium Volume 2.
Been waiting for.
Just
I'll be ordering that.
Print money for me. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we get, hey, America's Got Power 6, where's number 3? I'm shocked, a Jonathan Ross, Brian Hitch book's late? Okay, sorry. Black Kiss number 3. Woo, number 1 was something. Now what does that say? Oh, M, mature. No, that's beyond M, mature.
I think M's the highest rating.
Yeah, they could go to A, which is adult.
Invent a new rating.
Yes, they should. Because, trust me, Black Kiss is much worse than Chew, which is also an M. Mm. So, that's a cool wraparound cover. I like that.
This is
a trifold poster cover. Wow.
That's really... I gotta catch up. I'm only in the second trade. But it was amazing.
Creator-owned Heroes. I wanted to sell, but not too many people seem interested. Yeah, I'm selling a couple.
It's interesting because Is it like a magazine format too?
Kind of. It's like two creator-owned books with a with an interview in the middle.
Well, that's interesting.
And it just
they're not full stories though either.
Right. No,
40 pages.
So
fatal.
The other part, the problem for me is the Steve Niles story that's been in there is terrible. Mm. Like I just read the Justin Gray and Palmiotti story.
Right.
Fatal slowed, but still doing okay.
What's Glory about?
It's an 80 or 90s book that they kind of restarted. Now, I like Joe Keating as a person. I tried to read number one, but I didn't like the art. Happy, Grant Morrison, Derek Robertson.
Yay.
Harvest number one came out today, so I haven't had a chance to read it, but I do want to.
Shocking that you're excited for Morrison book.
But his explanation was just
Morrison
so
and Derek
weird.
Robertson.
Yeah, it's like a dream. For me, it's a dream.
He said that he always wanted to do like a hard-boiled crime book, but he's mixing it with sort of that weird psychedelic 60s rock that he loves listening to.
Hmm.
So
while
he's
tripping on acid and ketamine.
I like that it's a 4-issue limited series too, because then there's no real risk that somebody else is going to take it over and ruin it afterwards.
And that's how I'll read it. I'll trade weight on that.
Yeah, I think that'll be the best format.
Just because I can't follow a Morrison story if there's a month in between issues.
Manhattan
just not that smart.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that to come out and trade at this point.
Here's the thing with that too, is that I guess I expected that to be more of an ongoing story, but every issue is kind of something different.
Like little one shots.
That's why I fell off.
Same theme, but
right. But I have all these questions about these characters that he's using that I feel like I'm never going to get answered because he's not. I don't think he's going to stick with answering those questions. Maybe he will. Maybe that's the payoff of continuing reading it, but I don't know.
Prophet, I don't know, I guess it's doing well elsewhere. It's not
really
doing well here.
Though.
I read the first one and couldn't make heads or tails of it, so. Revival, I'm hearing really good things about, too.
I haven't read it yet. I look at it almost every
Spawn.
Day.
Spawn, oh, man, he's stealing
what
Dark Knight on that one.
Didn't they just do a cover that was like the Venom?
The first
cover?
One was the Amazing Fantasy 15. The last one was a Venom cover.
Right.
This one, yeah, that's Dark Knight Return. Dark Knight Strikes Back.
Which cover are we looking
at? Or no, Dark Knight Returns,
yeah,
number 3. Yeah. Supreme. I don't know how that thing's still going.
I have no idea.
Oh, wait, it's all Eric Larson. Okay, at least I got Lethal off of it. Thief of Thieves still doing well. Think Tank came out today. It's supposed to be very good.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Witchblade cover.
That's a very cool Witchblade cover.
There's a Rob Liefeld Youngblood cover.
I actually just had to reorder an issue of Youngblood. That kind of surprised me. The computer just automatically did it, and I don't pay. I look more at the high dollar items if I want to order it or not. Now here's something cool.
That's just
the the Gotham City Rogues Heinz Ward.
Yeah,
I might have to order that one.
Somehow I didn't.
And the Walking
that.
Dead action figures, so that's
from
very
TV
cool.
Show, yeah. But somehow I didn't expect the Heinz Ward figure. It just makes sense.
Yep.
Why not? You know.
Some people buy that.
How much is it?
Normal
McFarlane. I don't see the price. That's why I'm asking.
I don't know.
They're usually about $20.
Yeah. Those are like collector's grade figures.
Literally, it's more than 20.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, how long are we here? Oh, we're just over an hour. Okay.
And you gotta buy an 8-pack.
Yeah, I probably do. Mm-hmm. Well, there's probably a variant chase figure of the Ravenstall kicker.
maybe Chuckle.
Okay, we should be able to go through this pretty quick.
Yeah.
I haven't even looked at it yet, so this is all new to me.
What are we looking at?
Now we're, keep going. One more.
Orphan.
Or a couple more. So the AAM Marcosia, again, I know I've talked about this, but for me it's a page per dollar issue,
mm-hmm.
and it's not like I bring out the calculator. I know I've seen guys who do this, bring out the calculator and they go, oh yeah, page per, dollar type thing. But 80 pages for $15.99 is just way too much,
mm-hmm.
And basically all I have to go by is, this little brief little synopsis and a kind of cover that doesn't show you a whole lot. And even the next one, 64 pages, $12.99. That's two comics. $12.99 is way too much. So I'm probably going to pass. This is interesting. Cerebus Gold Edition. It just has a snazzy gold logo. Okay. Pass. I mean, I have all the Cerebus. I'm not going to order this one just because it has a gold logo. That seems a little silly.
Don't you have a guy that buys all?
Oh, it's a signed and numbered edition. That might be tempting.
Signed and numbered for $30.
That's pretty good. Because the regular one, I think, runs $30.
I mean,
bucks
you just throw it up on eBay and say signed and numbered. Yeah. And you get an extra $10 right there.
Rachel Rising's doing really well. People are really liking it. I need to read the first trade.
Well, that's taking out of the book Terry Moore did before that, right?
I don't think it's taken out of it. No, Echo. Echo was before it, yeah. Double Jumpers from Action Lab. I really like number one. I haven't read two yet. I'm trying to get more number ones from him, from Chad, because I can't get them from Diamond. He's like, we got them. I'm like, well, I need a couple. Oh, Ad House. That's kind of neat. White Clay One Shot. I don't know what it is. It looks like one of those quirky little indie design books, but, you know, $4.95 I'll take a chance on. $18.99, not so much.
Apparently, the guy that wrote and drew it is the storyboard artist for Adventure Time.
There you go. So I might sell a couple of those.
Megan.
What?
Then Alterna. I feel bad. I want to support Alterna. They're out of Philly. Not because they're out of Philly, but that's kind of local. But, yeah, 88 pages, $9.99. I haven't been real happy with the stuff that I've gotten from them. And, like, this injury from Alternative Comics, number four. I don't remember 1 through 3. And I, you know, number four sitting on the shelf. Maybe. I'll think about it. $6 is a little high, but that's the kind of thing. It's not bad to get one in, because sometimes people go...
$6 for black and white and how many pages?
36.
36. Yeah. But, like, something like that, one on the shelf, that I like that because it separates me from some other stores around here who don't have that stuff. And I like when the people come in and kind of go, wow, look at all the stuff you have. So having something like that, you know, I'll spend the $6 for that. The trades, God, I just don't have room for them anymore. But although I will be getting the Cute Manifesto by James Kolchaka, because people like James Kolchaka. That looks pretty cool. Elmer, I have, yeah, a lot of these reorders. I have Zombies Calling, I have Animal Crackers. Elmer is, yeah.
That's so weird.
Exactly. Bad Chicken. Antarctic Press, who I still hate because the way they do their layout, only because when I go through with an orange highlighter because I found the yellow I can't see.
Right.
And there's the way they have their layout, it's not like the normal pages where I can make a check mark so I know later when I'm going through, I can just look for the check marks when I'm doing the data entry, which takes forever.
Mm-hmm.
On this, I can't really tell that. But, you know, I know I already ordered Adventures of a Comic-Con Girl 1 and 2, so I'll order that. I have a guy who gets anything that's steampunk, so I'll definitely order a couple of those. Last Zombie on Death Row. Those will work. Big League Chewy t-shirt, probably not so much.
Yeah.
Cave Woman's signed sketchbook. Yeah, I got two customers for that. Actually, just added a third. Yay. Hereville, I know it's fun when I go to the library with my kids and I'll look at the kids' section graphic novels and they have these Hereville books.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it really easy to order them. You know, if they have them in the library, kids know about it. Now, then you get into, like, Big Nate and Get Fuzzy. The comic strip books, I find, don't get a lot of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Kung Fu Panda, Penguins of Madagascar, Strawberry Shortcake, win. Mm-hmm. I don't know what this is. The Rise of the Guardians, The Hidden Truth and Other Stories. Looks like some sort of kid book.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it a shot.
Oh, based on the upcoming DreamWorks film, Rise of
the
Guardians.
There you go. Okay, even better.
It's like a prequel.
Even better.
Look at that.
I know I got The Hero Within. Somebody bought it. Let's see if I get a response from that. Yeah, and the kids' stuff. I always like to have the kids' stuff. I'm happy with my kids' section. From the producers of Napoleon Dynamite and The Daily Show. Okay, yeah. I'll probably go to one of those. That Creepsville.
Wow.
That's got enough. Yeah, it even says it right on the cover of it. That's funny. Archaea. I love Archaea. I like the people at Archaea, which makes it very easy to want to order this stuff. So Space 1999. Robert Schmidt will want that. So got to get at least one. Let's see. What do we got? The Killer Leatherbound Edition.
Yeah, those look really nice. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good read, too.
Okay. And then we're into the Archie stuff, which sells so much better than
I
ever thought.
What's the conspiracy of the Planet of the Apes book? Isn't I thought
that came out before? Was
the hardcover?
I thought it was more. It was a.
Isn't that the old Marvel stuff? But I thought
that says it's a prose novel with illustrations.
Yeah, this was a prose. Yeah, there was one that was. It was a T, Treachery or something that got canceled.
Okay.
But Archie stuff sells really well. And it's funny. I just got an Archie in the reorder. It was very funny. I was like, wow, I didn't know I'd sold out Archie. Cool. Sonic, I can't keep in stock. Oh, my gosh. Sonic Super Digest, 128 pages for $3.99. That's going to be a big order.
Is it mostly kids? Or
yeah, okay. It's the kids, but they just really? Go crazy it? For it. They right. love it.
Well, good to know some kids so, still appreciate Sonic.
Yep. Yep. New Crusaders, I'm still waiting for these to come, so it's kind of hard to order number three now. I mean, I realize that's how it works, but...
Right.
Not order, hey, Mixtape 2, holy cow, that's been forever since number one came out.
Yeah, but number one was a one-shot, I thought.
Apparently not. Oh, Satan's Three-Ring Circus of Hell. Interesting.
It's good that I haven't read the first one yet.
Yeah. The Astonishing Awesome Man.
Yeah. I haven't read anything.
Executive Assistant Assassins. What are they selling that based on? What do you think? Megan's not even paying attention anymore. That was all for you. You're not even paying attention. Whatever.
The classic lift.
You see, you've still got some opportunities for the joke of Soulfire.
Yeah. That's pretty much Aspen.
And
now it's funny. Now, like these Vanguard books look really cool, but they're so expensive. Avatar, Night of the Living Dead, yay! That will always sell.
David Hein,
Fashion Beast. Oh, I ordered that, but I didn't go too strong. That's the Alan Moore. Like they found an old script.
Yeah.
So I ordered it, but not crazy. Cross Volume 4, Badlands, collecting 1 through 9, printing money. Badlands, 15 and 16.
9 issues for 20.
Yeah, not for 40 cool. bucks, 50 bucks. And who's it signed by?
Anderson Burroughs, okay. I guess.
Yeah, limited to 1,000. I'll just order the regular one for $24.99. Ferrell's, Dan the Unharmable, Hero Worship, I didn't get good reviews on. Stitch, Dix. Yeah. Have you been reading that?
Yeah.
I flipped through one.
I'm trying to get caught up to it. Does anybody buy it besides me?
Yeah, I saw a couple of them. This Bantam Spectra Game of Thrones was really... They made us mad. Now, this is a star of the month. But it was offered through Dynamite, who's doing the issues. And people were, you know, hey, let's get this out. And it came out in the book market 3 months before we got it. And that's just one of those, you guys suck.
What garbage is that?
Yeah, pretty much. Big Dog Inc. I ordered Critter. I don't think I've sold one yet. Now, the Legends of Oz, the Wicked West, I could sell tons of these if I could get more in. I keep selling out, but it's very hard if you sold out of number one to order up your order on number two.
That is number one that's being sold.
This is a new series, the Wicked West. But so that's just a tough one. Yeah, here, Blank Slate. Yeah, Certified Cool, sure. 60 pages, $14.99. No, it's not, no. It might be really cool, but it's just that... It's going to be a really little book. Bleeding Cool Magazine, number one, finally. Yeah. Will I be in it? Maybe.
You know what? I like number zero.
Yeah, number zero was good.
Yeah.
I liked it, but I don't know if I liked it. $5 liked it.
Well, this I'd is pay $5
for that.
Well, this is bigger. This is No. This is going to be... The first one was 32.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot bigger. That was free, so don't complain. Blue Water...
Was it free?
Wasn't it? Or maybe I didn't give it away.
Okay. Yeah, it was free.
I thought I did.
Eventually you gave it away. I don't think...
Well, not to you.
The first day, got it for free.
Oh, I got it.
Maybe you will have built an audience large enough that you'll make back your money when you sell the first.
There we go.
So
Blue Water.
Like you should with,
I don't order.
Not to say who's still reading Misadventures of Adam.
We've had what, 2 issues, maybe? I don't know. Simpsons. I'm hoping it picks up, but it does not sell real well. Other than SpongeBob. SpongeBob.
Print money. Kids.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Boom.
There it is.
Yeah, Freelancers number one. Oh, $1 first issue. Okay.
Makes sense.
I'm not going for the limited CGC exclusive again since I never got it. No fault of Booms, but fault of Diamonds. That looks interesting. Oh, is that Phil Noto? That's Phil Noto.
Mm. Oh, wow. It is. Look at that.
Just a cover. He's not doing the insides, but.
Is he doing the insides?
X-Force. Oh, he's doing it. Yeah.
You aren't giving me any reasons not to pick up X-Force.
I'm sorry.
Lately. That's okay.
Hellraiser, Fanboy Zombie, Hellraiser, more Hellraiser. Planet of the Apes is doing well. Steve and Mrs. Peel, we'll see how that goes. Mm. See if, you know, I know one person at the table wants it, not you.
I didn't know that they were doing.
Who wants
it?
You ordered it.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It's Mark Waid, so.
Yeah, and that's why I'm tempted to get back into it. The reprints they did of the Grant Morrison stuff, I didn't know were half of it was Grant Morrison and the other half was somebody else. They advertised it all as Grant Morrison.
Absolutely.
No, those were reprints? So,
yeah.
Yeah, they're reprints from the 80s.
I did not realize that. I thought that was all new.
Nope.
Now, is this picking up where the other one left off?
No,
I don't
think
so.
I don't think so.
I think this is just Waid doing his own thing.
Okay.
And I know they've made a big to-do about, apparently,
Claremont was inspired to do the Hellfire Club and X-Men from the Avengers, the British TV show, and so this is Mark Waid bringing that concept to the future, or to modern times, I guess, in Steed and Mrs. Peel. So he's kind of redoing the original idea that inspired the idea that everybody knows. So.
Cool. Interesting.
Yeah.
So we've got Hypernaturals, Extermination, Higher Earth. They all do okay. Nothing great. Ice Age doesn't do well. I don't know why. Adventure Time, nobody seems to like.
Whoa!
Finally, she's listening.
There we go. No, Adventure Time does very well.
It's a stretchy dog. Yeah,
obviously,
who's going to go for
that?
Cool. Bravest Warriors.
Now, there's a bottle opener. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Hang on, you're way ahead. He's only a couple of pages ahead.
Okay.
I can't yell at him too much.
Page ahead.
I saw that earlier. Yeah, that is.
No, that is very cool, and that's something you can throw in your pocket. Where the Thor one,
hammer.
You really couldn't.
Right.
Boundless. Yeah, Lady Death sells to the Lady Death people. Tarot signed and numbered. Mother Teresa, Saint of the Slums.
Alright, well that's interesting.
I'll get one for you. Now see, we've got Comics Tribe in here, and they did a big push to retailers independently, and I'd gotten their stuff in, so it's nice to see them in Diamond now. So it's Crossstar, I got one in, sold it, or I don't know what to make of it, but didn't look at it yet. Chaos Return, dun dun dun!
Evil
Ernie, woohoo. We already have Lady Death, so yeah.
Why not?
Is Polito involved in it in any way? No. So, Jesse Blaze Snyder. That name's familiar, but I don't know why. But yeah, I never read Evil Ernie back in the day, so it doesn't mean a whole lot to me. The Art of Painted Comics. Ross, what?
Did you see the one below it? The Art of Painted Comics hardcover signed and remarked by a special surprise artist.
Yes, all but for $300.
Yes,
sure, I'll order one.
The price.
Yes.
But you don't. They don't tell you who the artist
no.
is.
No,
it's a special surprise.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's cool. Painted
have,
art.
It has
yeah.
to be Alex Ross if they're going to charge.
No, he's signing.
But why?
One.
Yeah, he didn't remark it. But yeah, it's that is kind of funny though.
It would be funny if it was him.
Yeah.
Were they time traveling out for Zeta to sign it or something?
Ooh.
I was gonna say, who else does painted art that's worth $300?
Shadow, please stop doing 100 variants, please. Shadow, please.
How's that gone? Because I didn't stick with it.
I haven't read any of them yet. Oh, it is Victor Gershler.
There's some.
Oh, wait. So I guess. Oh, so on the as of
oh,
this
so
one, Ennis is
right.
off. Okay.
First arc and he's out.
Yeah. New creative can you
so you're gonna get crappy vampires.
Vampirella versus Fluffy one shot.
Fluffy the vampire.
I don't know what Fluffy's from.
It looks like a parody
of Buffy.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
I guess.
Oh, and that is definitely a Nick Bradshaw cover.
This is. Nick Bradshaw looks like what Ed McGuinness used to look like.
Now they're doing this Peter Cannon Thunderbolt, which is so funny because Ozymandias was based off of him. It's how DC doesn't have the right to it. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they never use the character, wouldn't it eventually go public domain?
Huey'd go.
Everyone, please excuse Colin lamenting over the boys.
Sorry, I'm sad.
No, you're allowed.
Especially after reading the one that came out today.
There's one more issue.
There's one more. But after you read today's, you'll
still
understand.
Haven't read it. Somehow, I've been coming here this long.
Did you just ruin that for me?
What? No, I didn't read it.
You're not caught up, are you?
No. No, but I have a feeling now.
There's
no.
a good chance that in the second to the third to the last issue, a major character will die.
No, I know that a major character will die. It's just now I think I know who
dead.
It is.
Yeah, they're.
Oh, they are.
I'm not going to ever get caught up on it. So
what?
Never?
Dewey dies?
I don't
know. Not yet.
Whoa!
I didn't say that, but I'm fearful because every time they put somebody on the cover lately,
they die.
Whoa! Yeah. Hold up.
Hey, get caught up. You know, I can't not talk about stuff. Yeah. Stop with the yeah.
So many licenses.
Yeah.
And that's a bend better. That's
right. Oh, I understand. But yeah, it's my problem is all the covers.
No,
Howard Chaykin signed by Howard Chaykin. Nah, not for $70.
I
have to say, I really, I haven't read it, but I flipped through that Art of Howard Chaykin book. I like that there's so much text in it and telling story. Because I got the Art of Neil Adams, and it's all just pin-ups.
Okay.
And sadly, a lot of it was continuity stuff, which I... Mm. Who cares? Yeah. I feel bad. I said that to Mike Diodato, and that's where he started with continuity. So I was like, oh, crap. Realized that afterwards. But Yeah, when I think of Neil Adams, I want to see his Green Lantern stuff. I want to see his Batman stuff. I want to see his X-Men stuff. I don't want to see his Valeria the She-Bat stuff. So I really like the Chaykin stuff. Right. Had a lot of, you know, text so you could learn. You know, right. I really like that.
I'm going to get you some Batman Odyssey if you want to
see it. Now, here you go. Silver Scorpion trade paperback. This was a free part of their free comic book day book this year. It's like, really? So now we're doing this much later. Nobody's going to remember that. That's one of those things. These needed to be in previews in May.
Yeah.
So people say, hey, I read that. I liked it. Order me that. Now people are going to go, what is this? Too late. They missed the boat.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Lots of reoffered. How to self-publish comics. By Josh Blaylock. Okay. Well, how'd that work out for you there, Josh? I'm not trying to be mean. Okay, yeah, Devil's Due's coming back, but it didn't go too well.
Oh, is that where he was from?
Yeah, that's what he created. Okay, crazy digital manga, pass.
How about the fact that I didn't even have Devil's Due in a way?
Okay. Pippi Longstocking.
What?
56 pages, $14.95. No. Now, this Moomin, this was also a free comic book day book. This Moomin thing. But again, 48 pages, $9.95. No, it's too much money.
All right, I have to stay tempted for the Watchmen toaster.
Okay, well, hang on. You're still a little bit ahead of us. Okay, there we go. Okay. It's like $50.
If it said her when my toast was done.
Yeah. How do you know it doesn't?
There was a great scene in the Night Owl that came out today where he sees something and it's two panels and the mask changes, and you can tell his emotion just by the mask changing. I like that.
I didn't even notice until, like, last week I was looking at the solicits for Rorschach number one, before watching Rorschach number one, that his mask on that cover is just a very elaborate sort of silhouette
of him.
Picture
yes.
of Rorschach
yes.
and Mike
yes.
Bloom. Yeah.
Yes, that was very good. Yeah. Okay, celebrating EC, yeah. Okay.
Whatever the Romita signed Punisher wardrobe.
What does that have to do with John Romita Sr. at all?
I got no idea.
Okay, thank you. And no offense to Mr. Romita, but I remember I ordered some book through that he signed, and it was signed by him. But sadly, his signature is his name written in block letters.
Hmm.
It's very... He wrote Romita on it.
It's easy to authenticate.
True, but it just wasn't, I don't know. I want something a little more exciting. Okay, lots of offered again. Sailor Twain. 400 pages. There you go. Now that's something I'll take a chance on. 400 pages for $24.99. I don't know a lot about it, but that's a book that's going to look good on the shelf. What is this? I don't know. Wow, $25.
That's Sailor Twain?
Yeah.
What if it's 400 pages of crap?
Oh, it could be, but it's first second does good stuff. So.
Fanagraphics.
Hope Larson, that's good. Hope Larson has a following. So now we're into Fanagraphics, which is it's hit and miss, and a lot of them. I do like. Back up, man. I like ordering the stuff, and it was funny. When Jill Thompson was here, one of the things she said is she could tell I was a good store because I had those big Fantagraphics, Ganges and stuff, those books, she's like, that I actually had them in stock. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, cool.
Because nobody buys them.
I sell. They do. They do. Prison Pit Book 4. Oh, that is a rough book, but sells. So... But yeah, then I'll look at, like, this Heads or Tails. You know, I'll look at it a little more closely, but, you know, 200 pages, $22.99. That works.
You're the ones that put out that prison French guy.
Yeah, the Tardy stuff. Yeah.
Jacques Tardy. I like to tell people I read French. When I read those.
Sure. That's why you read Route des Maisons, you know, the one about the French brothel. Yeah.
That's equating to me telling people I work in television.
Yeah. Right, there you go.
Neither of us are lying.
In a roundabout sort of way.
Okay, lots of offer to get. Yeah, now it's like this Hermes Press is out of Newcastle. So it's like I want to support these guys, but, you know, reprinting old Steve Canyon books for $50, I can't do it.
Why have I not heard of this? I lived in Newcastle for 5 years.
Yeah, they're up there.
Huh.
Newcastle, Delaware?
So.
Newcastle, Delaware.
I do like ordering these Best American Comics, although I don't think I've ever sold one, but it makes me feel better ordering. you feel like a real comic shop.
Yes.
So just a lot of offered again stuff, a lot of stuff. Yeah, this humanoid stuff, it's like I want to try to hear all this great stuff about Alejandro Jodorowsky, but 96 pages, $25. That's a lot of money for a little book.
Where's this?
Oh, okay.
So, Keen Spot, that's a new name. But again, yeah, here you go, Dreamless. 72 pages, $15.95. That's just too much for too little to take a chance on. Exactly. Bobby Crosby and Sarah Ellerton, okay? Hmm. You know, it might be a neat pitch, but, you know, make it $9.99, I'll think about it.
Or send out a 20-page PDF sample.
101 questions about the Bible and Christianity. I do not want to get into that.
Why not? I might want that.
You tell me.
Is it satirical? Or
the Big Book of Mischief by Knockabout?
Does the Bible mention UFOs? Come on.
Yes.
Everybody here wants to read that book.
It does,
it
though.
Says that.
But it does.
I'm just telling
you. You ever read the Bible?
Yes, I've read the Bible.
Awesome.
What chapter?
Crazy stuff.
What verse?
It is usually talking about UFOs. It's like awesome.
Yeah? Sidebar.
Yeah, that's another podcast altogether.
Okay, Captain Action. Is that just like a British thing? Because when I think Captain Action, I think Action Man. Are those related somehow?
It was an action figure.
That's what I thought. Because I've seen it at Toys R Us now, too. It's coming back. They're bringing it back.
Fabian Mizza, that wrote Robin.
And Paul Gillespie, you know, cover, but I don't know.
Really?
Moonstone just doesn't sell.
Except for Honey West.
Yeah, it sells a couple. And that's so, it's coming out like clockwork, isn't it?
Four times a year, when are we
going to do that? Three Stooges Volume 2, yay, because that's actually sold quite well. And Nancy doing the Clue Crew, yay!
Yeah.
Cool, I will order that, because again, I love the kids. The Ninjago, I can't keep in stock.
The Took.
Now this Commander X All-Star Special. Yeah, it's $3.99, why not? Nemo Publishing. By Jay Piscopo. I wonder if it's related to Joe.
I'm gonna have to get into your
picks. No Brow. What is this? New to Diamond. I've never heard of this. Why do they have no prices?
Inspired by a dystopian novel written by Aldous Huxley.
Sounds like it should be in your
Yeah, but
adult previews. No Brow.
Each artist contributes 4-page visual narratives and 30-star illustrators to interpret the theme.
But that's just it's just weird that it's not in the main.
Yeah.
What's it say in your Facebook?
But I don't know. I don't have it here.
Mm-hmm. What good are you?
Well, I'll look at it, but yeah, that's just odd. Okay, Oni. I like Oni. Stumptown 2.
Yeah, I'll read that.
Wasteland. I always order, never sell. Courtney Cronin's doing well. I'm glad they brought that back. Scott Pilgrim hardcover. I think the number one ships next week.
That's
the color.
That's kind of sacrilegious in a way.
Why?
Because it was original black and white.
Yeah.
Well,
let it be.
Yeah, he's making
money.
Yeah. It's not. It's over. He's not making any more money. So. Right. Ooh. No, I have that. Never mind.
What?
This signed editions Alex Roth's Mythology hardcover 75. I think I have that signed.
Is that a
folder? Oh, we can get a signed Mysterious Polyp. Oh, The Hive. I don't think I have that.
I think Megan needs
Burns.
That.
Bob Marley?
The signed Mysterious Polyp?
Ooh.
Hardcover and bookplate edition. Same price. Huh? Black Hole Surf cover. I just tried to order that. It said I can't order it anymore. That's weird.
Printing. Probably different ISBN number or something.
Yeah, well, I'll have to put an order for that because I actually just ordered the hardcovers and couldn't get the paperback.
I like that.
And this company, here we go, PS Art Books, page 333. It's like I'd be tempted to try these because it's neat old Atlas stuff they're reprinting, but they're all $48. I'm not taking a chance on a $48 hardcover that's reprinting old stuff from the 50s. That's too much money. Can't do it. Like The Heap, that's cool. That was a precursor to Swamp Thing. Neat. $47.99.
By Roy Thomas, though.
Yeah, but not for $48. I don't take a chance on
anything.
Does
he sing for Matchbox 20?
Doctor Who, the Dalek Project.
Different. Yeah.
Now these figures, I like these figures.
Oh,
these artifacts, Superman and Batman or Green Lantern. I think those are like the little the Kotobukiya women.
Yeah,
probably a little smaller at $40.
Seven and a half inches tall, so not really. That's pretty.
Good.
I didn't
mind Miss Marvel for $100 from
Kotobukiya. Right, but no, those smaller ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why am I tempted?
for those.
Rather the Superman one.
Yeah.
Because you can sit at home at night and talk to it like your Grant Morrison. With a fake Scottish.
Yeah, again, here, Understanding Secret Acres, Understanding Monsters. That looks really neat. $21.95 for 64 pages. It could be the coolest thing ever. That's too much money.
Do you think you're going to bump on Judge Dredd with the movie? I haven't heard a lot of buzz about the movie.
No, I haven't heard any buzz. But yeah, see?
Now there you go, huh?
Yeah. I'm Stuff of Legend. Dredd. People are excited. Yeah, there's more Stuff of Legend coming. Assassin's Creed, yay! Because DC did it. It was great. And then this other company, Titan Books, got the rights for the trade. And oh, wait. 48 pages, $9.99.
It's not horrible.
It's not horrible, but it's not great.
I mean, it'll sell to your Assassin's Creed. Because Assassin's Creed people seem to be, like, really hardcore about their game. Like,
yeah,
they're into
it. Played it, but yeah.
Oh, and here's one for Megan. Almost Naked Animals magazine.
I hate that show just because I'll be watching things in the morning and it will come on and has the most annoying theme song
it's
ever.
An actual theme
you show. Don't have it's to hear the theme song when you're reading the book.
Oh, no, I hear it all the time.
Okay.
Oh, I thought maybe.
Oh, but Owly.
But now, okay, Tool Publications, Westward number 2. I don't remember about number 1, but you know, $2.99, 32 pages, all day long I'll order that. Top shelf.
Top shelf reprint, Lost Girls.
If it's the one book, that makes me happy, because I don't have the $45 one book hardcover.
It says affordable single.
But yeah, here you go,
hardcover,
August
yeah.
Moon, $14.95 for 320 pages. Mm-hmm. Easy. That's yes. New Owly, yay!
Yeah, Owly's the cutest thing that's ever happened.
We like Owly.
Adorable looking.
I like
the Rocky Horror Picture Show trade paperback. Yes, and I actually have one of these issues, the old Caliber comics.
So this is just adapting the movie?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I see it over here. Yeah, that's the one you want, right? Because the purple one's like two books.
Audience participation.
That's $100. Three books, yeah.
Three books. I have
yeah.
that one.
What?
That's one I think I have.
The Rocky
yeah.
Horror
yeah.
that comes
yeah.
with the audience participation guide, yeah.
Mm. Another printing of From Hell.
That's okay. I mean, that I have, but yeah, some of this stuff that was out. Country Ass Whooping. You ordered that long ago. Yeah, here we go. Resolicited from the August 2011 previews. Yay.
Harvey Picard's Cleveland, though.
I have that. I should have that in stock.
I mean, I own it.
Yeah. Ice, Volume 1. I know people like that.
American
Isn't Dirk Manning a fictional character? Wasn't he in, like, Empire Records? Wasn't he, like, the...
Where's Dirk? Oh, that. Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. Moving on. American Comic Book Chronicles. That's kind of cool. Good old stuff.
Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, The Wonder Years.
I have that.
Wonder if it stars Fred Savage.
No. I have that.
Bad joke
Udon. Some
Green Street Fighter. Back.
Okay, Valiant. There we go. Yay. Valiant's been doing pretty well. I liked Harbinger. I haven't read EXO. I like Bloodshot. I'm looking forward to Archer and Armstrong.
I hate to admit it. As much as I can't stand Dwayne Swierczynski, I like Bloodshot.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
I really did. And Archer, when's that first issue come out?
Next week.
I probably will pick that up even if it is Fred Van Dyke.
Next week, okay. Viz, pass. The only thing I ordered them is Naruto.
I think we're done.
Just about. Frazetta, no, that's too much. It's for those sketchbooks.
Oh, Xenoscope.
Yeah, again, $40. It's just too much for these sketchbooks. Yeah, we'll get the Xenoscope. We're not done yet. I actually missed ordering a Xenoscope book last month. I had to put it in order because Harry and Lisa sent me their order late and I went to add it and I went, oh crap, I missed this.
Which one did you order?
I forgot to order Robin Hood. I don't know how. I think it was number one and I just somehow I missed it. But oops. But yeah, it all sells.
Dropping all of those books was one of the smartest things I ever did.
Oh, come on, man. Fly Volume 2. Oh, Tony and John are going to be excited. And Bill Gemmis is back.
I saw that.
In Wake Up. Issue 1, writer Bill Gemmis. We've been waiting forever for Bill Gemmis to return.
What has Bill Gemmis done? Or are you
being sarcastic? Oh, Bill Gemmis was...
Wasn't he Marvel?
Yeah, DC? He was the CEO of Marvel when he brought...
Joe
Quesada on.
He really participated heavily in the creation of the Ultimate Universe and bringing on writers like Bendis and Mark Millar. He also participated in creating Marvel Knights, and
he did a lot of good things, but he did a lot of bad things for retailers.
So Megan, what do you think of
the
Doctor Who Diary
with him.
That's in here?
I didn't see. Is it the blue TARDIS?
Page 371, yeah.
Okay, we can go through this a little bit quickly. Just it's a little late. Okay, some new lead figures. Trapster finally, Paste Pot Pete gets his own figure. Thank goodness.
Yeah, but you know you'll sell at least one of
them. Oh, I know. That's a Spider-Man. I know. Hey, and we got our Hush Pawn.
Yeah, but
Red Robin.
That's
Huntress.
New 52 Red Robin. Same with the Flash.
That's not a Hush Pawn. Oh, that is a pawn.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are all pawns. Where's the new DC Let?
But then you have something like here. Autobiographical comics. Writing life, writing, and pictures. Cool. 192 pages. Text. $55. No. Who's buying that?
Somebody who wants it.
No, I'll buy this. Golden Age of DC Comics.
That looks cool.
400 pages for $60. Yes. Doctor Who Diary, $18.99.
You'll order at least three of those from Megan.
No.
Ooh, but you'll buy the Unauthorized History of Doctor Who Universe with the Van Gogh cover. But again, well, wow, 784 pages for $50. We'll see. Yeah.
I'll buy that all day, every day.
George R.R. Martin, The Lands of Ice and Fire. $40. 16 pages, $40. Pass.
What is that?
I don't know. Pass.
Oh, it's maps. It's a map book.
Pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, offered again. Surviving the Zombie Outbreak. That's been out of print I haven't been able to get it for a while.
Is that the Max Brooks book?
Mm-mm. No, it's a different one. Okay, some Walking Dead official magazine.
Survival guide.
Yeah, I'll probably have to get a couple of those. Adult movie superstars.
Oh, nice.
Sex Press, The Sexual Revolution in the Underground Press. Playboy's Greatest Covers.
What are you talking about?
What? I'm just reading the books. Reading the titles. Okay.
Reading the articles.
Trading cards. I'm tempted by that Marvel Bronze Age set.
Do a lot of people buying trading cards?
No, I sell no trading cards, but it's just kind of tempting.
Right. Get the castle trading cards. Those will fly off the shelves.
Yeah. My mom will buy a set.
No, okay. T-shirts. Oh, there was one T-shirt I saw in here.
I'm kind of interested in the Fing Fang thing.
That's neat. What one did I see that I
like
really
the liked? X-Men Intermission one.
That's what I've always wanted.
A Spider-Man hoodie?
Yeah, both of them. Those are really freaking cool.
Oh, maybe not.
The Marvel Cat.
The Ozymandias one I like.
Yeah, too bad it only comes in extra large sizes.
For medium? What? No, for those, I don't know.
Medium?
Look, there's your hoodie. You can get that Adventure Time hoodie.
Yeah, guess what sizes it comes in?
Shrink it.
Small through extra large.
Just stop complaining.
Sorry, every other one that I see is only medium.
Wham,
I like the Silk Spectre shirt.
I like these hats. On page 404, I really like those hats. Those are cool.
I like how instead of just putting a face on
it. How
did
we skip over the G.I. Joe t-shirt with the Striker on it?
Sorry. Okay. Now we're getting to the toys, which gets silly. But I will be ordering the Star Wars models. I have a couple people that want those. I don't
Robert
know who.
Schmidt!
The Boba Fett neon sign is neat, but.
It is cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of 104
on the next
page.
Yeah. Now we have the South Park talking Mr. Hanky. That one's tempting.
You'll buy that just for yourself.
I probably will. Now, also, this Hot Wheels Batman. $9.99 for, you know, the little, the bat cycle. That's pretty darn cool.
It is cool.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
So,
moving
along.
Those will sell. You need to buy those.
Oh, okay. That's
hang on. Okay.
$4.28. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Now, here. A Talking Ted.
Yeah.
Depends on what it says, if it's in front of you or not.
Yeah. Yo, with the Walking Dead plushes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. But now the three-pack up top, I'll definitely order.
You gotta get the Walking Dead plushes. They will sell. Megan will buy all six of them.
You keep saying that I'm gonna buy everything.
Well, you work here enough. You don't have time to spend money.
Yeah. Arkham City full-size battery.
Dedicate some time. Cool. Now look, they already put the damn Deadpool in with the pencil.
Yeah, but look how expensive. I know. It was reoffered. I guess it didn't do well.
I say nobody ordered it the first time. Maybe you want to lower the price.
I don't like Deadpool, but that is hilarious.
I would love that thing. If that was like a $20 item, maybe
really
a $30
funny.
Item,
yeah,
I'm buying
it.
$100?
Yeah, but here we go. Yeah, here are those Justice League figures. I think that those are going to... I'm going to order a bunch.
Look at the price on that Cable Classic statue. Yeah. Outrageous.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, lightsaber chopsticks?
Yeah. Oh, they've had those for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm behind.
Battlestar Galactica Viper Mark 7 or Mark 2. That's the actual.
Yeah, I don't know about these, like, these Dark Knight Rises things, because they're both crouching down. It's kind of a weird, weird thing.
Megan, do you want to go visit Lieutenant Uhura for Halloween?
Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I remember I saw those. I always, when I get the book, I always go to the back, because this is kind of the fun,
right, yeah,
crazy stuff that I like. I mean, but yeah, the Japanese stuff, I just, I don't know. I tend to just, now, yeah, there's that Doctor Who lamp.
No, I was,
what are you
the, lights, the string of lights is?
Super Robot Shogokin Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Megazord action figure. Sorry, my inner child.
Okay.
What about the Doctor Who building, mini building figures?
Now, this Doctor Who table lamp, $50. I think I know somebody that might need one. Or a Doctor Who nightlight, I think. Or Doctor Who salt and pepper shaker set. We actually need
Doctor Who talking plus a daily.
Ooh, Captain America shield Tervis tumbler. We might have a winner here because my family and these guitars very tempting.
You're talking Dalek.
That X-Men. I might have to get that X-Men. We got to see what my cost is.
Right.
Which I know is horrible,
yeah,
but
I knew what it was.
A leather face little vinyl figure. That's hilarious.
Oh,
hey, kids.
Yeah, hey, kids.
Hey, look, they have Plants vs. Zombies little vinyl figures.
I know, I saw that. I actually have a little zombie figure from Plants vs. Zombies.
And we're done, because I don't order anything from Game Center here.
The Christmas Story Village.
Yeah.
My mom collects all these little village houses and stuff, so I kind of get her to get the Ralphie and a little yellow bug or a pink bunny suit.
That ghost cover, yeah. I know that was pretty nice. Yeah. I'm excited for that
book. Yeah, I remember I tweeted, I'm like, oh, Adam Hughes isn't doing Ghost. Oh, but Phil Noto is. Win.
Yeah,
so.
Close enough.
Okay, well, that wraps up tonight's episode.
Cool.
And we'll talk at you next week. Bye.
Buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America. When a soldier out Siberia, rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in a coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build a mansion in Asgard and fund the Hellfire Society. Studio is Cerebro, mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take you back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what sound waves telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover, ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Drop the beat out. I'm gonna go Pietro on these cats. Right? Yeah. Spitting
the rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock, when I'm killing it, yo, please. Shots to your chest, you're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun, I'm Hank with his son. I'm love when I skip lunch, eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap, I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking press in the pits. For all the villains that he's scheming on that Tuesday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah.